This podcast is a partnership between Money Radio, WPSE, and the Knox Law Firm. The Knox Law Firm is a full-service law firm that has provided practical solutions to businesses, families, public entities, and nonprofit organizations for the past 65 years. Their clients include a wide array of businesses, public entities, and nonprofit organizations, as well as individuals and families. They strive to understand your needs and fulfill them in a friendly, responsive, and always cost-effective manner. With us today is Jackie Brangard, associate at the Knox Law Firm. Jackie's practice is focused on all aspects of real estate law, including both commercial and residential sales, acquisitions, and commercial leases. Jackie, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Jackie, can you tell us a little bit about your practice at the Knox Law Firm?
Absolutely. I'm an attorney and licensed title agent in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania at the Knox Law Pittsburgh office. As an attorney and title agent, I can assist clients with a myriad of real estate issues, whether that be title clearance and title insurance, document preparation and negotiation, landlord-tenant matters, or land use concerns. I focus my practice on providing clients with well-rounded representation in the realm of both commercial and residential real estate.
Now, Jackie, you mentioned you were a title insurance agent in Pennsylvania. Can you tell me more about how that pertains to your real estate practice?
Absolutely. So title insurance agents must verify and ensure that title to real estate is good and marketable. And by good and marketable, I mean free and clear of unknown and unpermitted liens and encumbrances or other clouds on title. A significant portion of my practice is assisting clients with real estate investments, commercial or residential. And clients need to know what they are taking this property subject to before they close so they can better evaluate the transaction and the worth and feasibility of that transaction. The fact that I have a comprehensive understanding of both the legal and title side of real estate transactions ensures that the title will be thoroughly investigated and that clients will be fully informed as to what the contents of that title means for their investment. Being a title insurance agent also means that I am able to be hands-on throughout the process, not just at the beginning or not just at the end.
We're speaking with Jackie Brangard, associate at the Knox Law Firm. Jackie, what are some real estate issues that tend to go unnoticed?
Although we don't have enough time for me to dive into all the issues that I see go unnoticed or overlooked, I'll do my best to briefly touch on the issues I see the most often. First and foremost is really the contracts themselves. They tend to be the biggest issue. All too often, I see people that don't really seem to understand what it is that they have signed. The contract is the foundation for the entire real estate transaction and must be carefully constructed. Once a contract is signed, it is binding. The terms, including important deadlines, requirements, and obligations, must be met unless the parties agree to amend. Although a contract on a napkin can be enforceable, and I have seen that brought to my office, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's in the best interest of either party. Another issue is, how is the buyer going to take title? Meaning, who is the grantee or grantees on the deed? If there are multiple owners, how do they own the real estate in respect to other owners? This might seem obvious, but there are a lot of considerations that a buyer or buyers should evaluate before making a determination. If there's more than one owner, will they have a right of survivorship? Will they hold as tenants in common? What if the parties can't agree about selling? Do they have an agreement with respect to the maintenance and investment in the real estate? If this is an investment, should it be put in the name of an entity instead of an individual for liability purposes? Should it be a new entity or one that is already being used for other investment properties? What are the risks with adding family members and significant others? Everyone's situation is a little different, and these questions should be asked at the outset to mitigate risks, including increased transfer tax and split-second decisions that result in less than desirable outcomes. And the last issue I want to touch on briefly is the concern of due diligence. Particularly in 2020, although we have seen resurgences of this periodically since then due to low inventory, people are waiving their due diligence, meaning their right to inspect the property and verify its condition and its fitness for the buyer's intended use. Although this might be more attractive for a seller, taking a seller's word for the condition or going by sight alone is inadvisable. A buyer should have the time to inspect the property and verify its condition so that a buyer may properly evaluate the value of their purchase. The amount of litigation resulting from waived inspections is absolutely astounding. Having the ability to back out of a transaction if a buyer learns it isn't what they originally believed it to be is key.
Jackie, can you tell us, what are some trends you're seeing right now in the commercial real estate market?
Particularly in Pittsburgh, we are seeing some companies that are issuing mandated return to office policies. But regardless of that, there seems to still be a greatly reduced market for office space. What this has resulted in are buildings are being converted to residential rentals, or landlords are being open to having different kinds of businesses and tenants than they've ever rented to before as a way to increase occupancy in those buildings. What this means for landlords is that they need to be careful about using standard form leases they have used in the past. A lease for an office is not the same as a lease for a retail space or a restaurant. The build out will be different, the risks and liabilities will be different, and those should all be addressed within the terms of the lease. What this means for tenants is that they need to be careful that they have an opportunity to verify the space and that it can be used for its intended purpose, and that they can acquire the appropriate permits and licensure as needed, and that this opportunity is provided for in the lease as well.
Jackie, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking with Jackie Brandgaard, associate at the Knox Law Firm. Jackie's practice is focused once again on all aspects of real estate law. That includes commercial and residential sales, acquisitions, and commercial leases. If you have questions for Jackie, she can be reached at the Knox Law Firm's Pittsburgh office. That number is 412-765-3600. Once again, that's 412-765-3600. Join us next month for another 5-minute podcast featuring a guest from the Knox Law Firm. Knox Law has offices in Erie and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Jamestown, New York. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Knox Law Firm. Learn more at kmgslaw.com. That's kmgslaw.com.